Alinda Seet is standing behind a barber chair, using a crochet needle to twist evenly sized dreadlocks on a client's head.
I'm interlocking the roots to make it tight.
So you're sort of looping it in on itself, the hair.
Exactly.
Up to the scalp.
Yeah.
Dreadlocks, or locks, are basically matted coils of hair. They'll form naturally entangled hair, but made deliberately, they fall as evenly as braids.
We're using this technique for locks, usually every 2 months.
Dasit herself has short locks spiked up on her head. The sides are shaved. This natural hairstyle, not made with relaxers or hair extensions, is the focus of her hair salon, Boucle d'Ébène, Ebony Locks, in Bagneux, a southern suburb of Paris.
It's more than a hair salon. We listen because people's experience at work, in life, relating to their hair, there's still so much to do.
So much to do because black women and men face the daily question of what to do with their hair. Leave it natural, curly and frizzy, or straighten it. Dasit says those decisions are more than just aesthetic.
Hair is not just something on your head, especially for black hair. It's really charged with history, culture, identity, politics. Historically, black people have been taught that the way they should wear their hair is to have it straightened.
This dates from slavery, she says, and right after.
Especially in America, when slavery stopped and when black people started to have power, one of the first things they wanted was to be integrated. And one of the ways to be integrated was to look a bit like the dominant culture.
The dominant white culture with straight hair.
That became like the norm. And we were taught like there were only one beauty. And before you know it, you know, a few years have passed and we're still in this kind of psychological mentality.
In the 1960s, with the Black Power movement in the U.S., natural hair, the afro, became a political statement. In the last few years, there has been the emergence in France and elsewhere of the nappy movement, natural and happy. But natural hair remains still on the fringe. Aline Tassit says most black hair salons pressure women to straighten their hair.
I'm quite scared of like going and trust the hairdresser.
Sophie is sitting with her head back in a wash basin. She has a head full of thin locks that fall below her shoulders. She twists them regularly. Before she made them 5 years ago, she remembers the pressure to relax her hair.
When I went to the hairdresser, they were saying, oh, it would be more beautiful if you straighten your hair. That's why I prefer to do it myself, so I know that no one will say to me, oh no, you should do that. That's how they see beauty. You should look like Beyonce or I don't know.
When she was younger, she did try to straighten her hair, but it didn't take. Her hair is extremely thick.
Because my hair didn't want to, I didn't have any choice, so I left it.
She left it natural, but was never fully comfortable with herself. Today, she's in the salon to test out hairstyles for her wedding in a week. She says her husband-to-be loves her locks.
He really loved them. I'm not allowed to cut them, basically. Because it's like, I love my locks, but he loved them even more. So that's how he make me feel confident about my body as well. Give you the confidence and the trust that you made the right choice. Yeah.
That choice can be difficult. Before opening her hair salon, Aline Tassit worked in the corporate world.
Most black women in the office were wearing weaves or extensions, and I was the only one wearing my hair natural. I was the exception.
She became the exception. She activates a hairdryer on a client's head and recalls that as a teenager, she and her sister Marina wanted to straighten their hair like everyone else. Their mother resisted.
She was always saying, well, it's harmful and you're too young.
Indeed, hair relaxers work by breaking down the structure of each hair. It works. Hair gets straightened. But the chemicals, strong alkalis or lye, can burn the skin and damage the hair. Tassit says this didn't deter her. The sisters went ahead and did it as teenagers.
And that experience actually was terrible. I mean, positive because that was the first time we felt like marvelously beautiful. I still remember the way I felt. Wow, I am beautiful with my straight hair. But then our hair fell out.
Their hair fell out. She let hers grow back and re-straightened it a few times until she'd had enough.
I remember seeing me in the mirror, my best friend behind me, seeing me with my hair falling out. At that point, I asked myself, why? Why really do I do that? And that's when it started for me, the consciousness. And at that time as well, I was reading more about my history. And I realized that I was trying to be similar to my friends, most of my friends. I said, but I will never succeed. Either I accept or I die. In a way, you see?
So she stopped straightening her hair, letting it grow naturally into an afro. This became an issue when she started her professional career in a law firm.
I would regularly have people saying, but why do you wear your hair like this? Like in a fro. And I said, why not? I mean, that's the way it grows. All these comments and all these experiences definitely contributed to that consciousness.
That consciousness was the start of her path to where she is today. In 2001, she and her sister started Boucle des Bennes, an organization to compile information about how to care for and style non-relaxed black hair. At the time, there was very little information in France about it. They had to get it from the U.S. and the U.K. Tacite eventually concluded the best way to provide care for natural hair was to do it herself. After studying 3 years in Britain, she came back to France to open the salon in 2011. A lot of her work is maintenance of dreadlocks for women and men. Alain, who's from the Caribbean, has been wearing them for 3 years. He says it took him years to decide. He started with braids before taking the plunge. He hesitated because of his job. He works in the public sector. It's not easy, he says. You get judged by how you look. But he tells himself that he passed an exam to get his job. I should be judged by my skills, not my hairstyle, he says. His family was also dubious. Dreads are associated with crime, with marijuana, he says. At 40 years old, with shoulder-length thin dreadlocks and large frame glasses, he looks hip and put together. And yet, if he had to look for a new job today, would he keep the hairstyle? It would be difficult, he says, after a pause. But yes, though he does understand why some would not. I understand those who shave their locks off because they really need a job, he says. It's not easy. It's a big choice. That choice, Aline Tacite gets it too, but she also questions it, especially for women who have a lot of choices when it comes to hairstyles.
Some would say, hair is an accessory, I just wear it. You know, I like to change my hair, which is completely feminine. I am the same way. But the thing, my question is, why do you always change your hair to straight hair? What message do you send? I mean, I understand and believe that some women are completely accepting their identity, black, African, Caribbean, French, whatever, and still weave or straighten their hair. But I believe also that loads of women do not accept, I mean, deeply who they are.
She found that when she started her organization in the salon and talked to women about their hair, they were hesitant, even defensive.
There was something behind that was not said. Mm-hmm. And once we actually analyzed and read books and discussed with loads of people, we actually come to the result that it was also psychological in terms of how people were seeing themselves, seeing the beauty.
Malika has come into the salon for a consultation about starting dreads in her hair that she stopped relaxing a year and a half ago. Locks are beautiful, she says. She let her hair grow out naturally, but she couldn't style it right. She's concluded that locks are the best way for her to have natural hair that she can maintain. After wetting the hair, twisting a few strands, Aline Tacite has figured out the best method to start the locks. She'll tease and twist them, a process that will require Malika to come in every 2 to 3 weeks over the course of the next 4 to 6 months. It's a lot of work, but she's impatient to get it started. Tacite finds this attitude encouraging.
The mentality has changed in a positive way. It's more opened.
There is more acceptance by French Society of Natural Hair, at least in some places, and black women themselves are embracing it. Tacite says that traditional hair salons are starting to consider offering natural hair services because they see a market opportunity. But the social pressure remains, and all she can do is continue to offer an alternative. Sarah Elzis, RFI in Banlieue, south of Paris.